USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Intelligence Committee moving forward with its report on the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, now sending it to the Judiciary Committee, which will be holding a public hearing on it today. The Democrat who chairs the Intel Committee, Adam Schiff, says,
"This report chronicles a scheme by the President of the United States to coerce an ally, Ukraine, into doing the President's political dirty work."
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy sees it differently.
If you read his report, he only picks what he wants, and he still does not have anything overwhelming, compelling, or bipartisan.
President Trump continues meeting with world leaders at the NATO summit in London. He just took part in the official welcoming ceremony before a scheduled meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter pleading guilty to one count of misusing campaign funds for personal expenses. The Southern California Republican had previously pleaded not guilty to numerous charges. He now faces the possibility of several years in federal prison when he's sentenced in March. His wife Margaret pleaded guilty earlier. The couple has three kids, and Hunter says he wanted to avoid a difficult trial. Hunter's father had served as a Republican in Congress for many years before he retired. A once huge field of candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination continues to contract.
I'm not a billionaire. I can't fund my own campaign. And as the campaign has gone on, it has become harder and harder to raise the money we need to compete.
That's Senator Kamala Harris announcing in a video yesterday that she is suspending her campaign for the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The U.S. Navy is allocating $22 billion to purchase new nuclear-powered so-called Virginia-class submarines. The service is seeking to maintain dominance over China's growing Navy. The acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley says the submarine force is fundamental to the power and reach of their integrated naval force. Those subs will be built at a Rhode Island shipyard, the first batch expected to be completed by 2025. A federal agency is offering assistance to areas still recovering from major disasters. Housing and urban development officials saying that they're giving more than $2.3 billion to 15 states and four American territories. The funds will be used to address seriously damaged homes and businesses and infrastructure after disasters that have occurred since 2017. Among those receiving the biggest grants, California, Florida, and Texas. And T-Mobile is out with the next generation of wireless service, the carrier announcing that it's launched America's first nationwide 5G network. The company says it covers over 200 million people across the nation. It all adds up to more than 1 million square miles, including much of rural America. The CEO calls it a huge step towards 5G for all. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.